Sweetie, are you up? I'm sorry for waking you up. I can't sleep. No, nothing's wrong. I'm still a little spooked after that movie we watched, and now all I see is creepy figures in the darkness. And the fact that the movie had crazy monkeys in it doesn't help at all. Shut up. You know how scared I am of monkeys. Can we please cuddle? I want to be spooned and feel all safe and sound in your arms. Thank you. Oh, thank you. You're so warm. I feel a little better already. Why am I so afraid of monkeys? It was because of that nightmare I had when I was little. Huh? Have I never told you about it? Well, I think I was like 7 or 8. When I had this dream, my parents were supposed to take us to the zoo the next day, and I was super excited because we rarely got to spend time with our parents. And I think I stayed up to like 11 p.m. watching stuff about monkeys on those wildlife channels. So, I had a dream that my mom, my babysitter and I, we were just chilling in the living room. I was right in front of the window and I saw a monkey just climbing up my neighbor's house. And the monkey saw me and it just had this creepy smile on his face. Somehow the monkey broke into my house and scratched my mom and my babysitter's faces off. Then it scratched my face off. And ever since then, I've been deathly afraid of monkeys. Sorry, I kind of started rambling. I'm just so scared right now, and I ramble when I'm scared, so. Are you sure? Are you sure it's okay? Thanks, honey. Yeah, that's how I got this fear of monkeys. It's kind of stupid, I know, but I just can't help it. It is horrible, yeah. Yeah, I told my mom about the dream the next day, but we still ended up going to the zoo. Yeah, I started bawling my eyes out when we were looking at the monkeys. There were so many of them, and I was trembling. I mean, they were in cages, but judging by how fast the monkey broke into my house in my dream, I was convinced that those monkeys would team up and break the cages and attack us or something. I don't know. Hey, shut up. Don't bully me. I was 7 years old. Leave me alone. Wait. No, actually, don't leave me alone. You'll fight all the monkeys away from me? While I do appreciate that, I don't think I'll ever let you fight a monkey. Yeah, I'll just have more anxiety about the thing scratching your face off as well. Can we talk about something else, though? I don't think I'll be able to sleep anytime soon if we keep talking about monkeys. Tomorrow? I don't know, what do you feel like doing tomorrow? Well, I've been wanting to go to that park near our house. Yeah, it has this huge lake, and I'm pretty sure we'll be able to watch the sunset there. If we go like a couple hours before the sunset, I'll be able to finish reading this one book. You can read with me if you want, or you can just put your head on my lap and listen to music. We could listen to Cigarettes After Sex or something. We could listen to that album as well. Yeah, it does sound cheesy, doesn't it? But it's also really dreamy. Like, I'd love for that to happen. I don't know. It sounds so peaceful and relaxing. We've been working too hard, the both of us. I think we deserve a dreamy day like that, don't you? Or if you have anything else in mind, we could just do that and go to the park some other day. Yeah? You want to? Are you sure? Great. Cool. We could have like a little picnic there. I'll make us your favorite sandwiches and do you think we should take some wine with us? I don't know. I've always wanted to go on a picnic and watch the sunset while we drink wine. It sounds like something straight out of a romance novel, doesn't it? Oh, I need to stop being such a bookworm. Hey, don't talk about that. Don't say a word about any monkeys being in the park. I was actually forgetting about the monkeys and the scary movie. And why are you so mean to me? I love you too. No. No, I don't forgive you. But if you make me tea right now, I might reconsider. Yeah, I'm just really craving tea. The spearmint tea we got the other day is super yummy. It might be my new favorite flavor of tea now. I liked peach tea before that, but I think spearmint is better. Yeah, of course I love you more than spearmint tea. Way more than spearmint tea. I really do. Hey, where are you going? Baby, I was kidding about the tea. Come back to bed. You won't be able to fall asleep if you go now. No, seriously, I don't want tea. I want you and your warmth. Oh, I need my big spoon. Fine, fine. I won't complain. I'm sorry. Take me with you then, because there's no way I'm staying here alone. I have no idea where my clothes are, though. We kind of threw them all over the place. I only see your shirt. Yeah, over there. Mind if I take it? Please. Thanks, cutie pie. Your socks? Yeah, what about it? Oh, I'm wearing your sock. Oh, about that. My feet were very cold after the movie because I was scared, so I slipped those on. These are my socks now, and there's nothing you can do about it. Go on. You love me, and you know it. you love me, and I love you. All right, let's go. My tea awaits.